configuration of certain bodies being in certain location for the first time. You have to look how long it takes to get there to be the first time. And those that are going to pay the price of being exposed to it for the first time, how long it took them to form themselves into a body of people to be the recipient of the exposure of that configuration for the first time. Pluto doesn't go faster than X amount of years.
Right, several hundred years.
And a nation, to form as a nation for a group of disgruntled individuals, takes many years to come together to be the first recipient or the second recipient of a planetary configuration.
Well, compared to European nations, we're new. We were only up birthday 1776, so we're a very new nation.
Where did Pluto fall in their position?
Goes back to the Dark Ages.
Oh, I see. It goes back to the Dark Ages. And so we put all kind of labels on the functions and try to project it as a future behavior. We therefore are a victim of our own luck.
Well, I think the ancients have always been there for thousands of years.
So we prey upon the minds of individuals who want to suffer the calamity of their own fears by projecting it out in X amount of years to different locations in order to experience the fear.
Well, it doesn't matter if we try to project it or not. We're going to play out the script anyhow. It's just some people are trying to read the script before we get to that scene in the play, right?
And some people will change the script.
That's what
can they?
Not to,
can they?
Yes.
You see, this
will
is
the director allow you to?
This is what
the director
will
let
realize.
An actor
you see,
change
we
the whole
don't
script.
Realize this.
Think about it.
If you realize this, the script is only 99%.
Because the owner can supersede the...
The script is only 99% valid. And you'll adhere to the 99% validity for the sake of the consistency of the human mind to adhere, to consistency to survive. But the 1% of the random surprise to scrap the game at the projector's own appreciation or disappointment is reserved. And he who is strong enough to wrench the dice out of the hand of the decision of fate changes the whole game. But you gotta have the strength enough to say, I am one. And grab the dice from the hand of fate and turn the game around. Or you may have to lose out and see the hand of fate playing out the sequential repetition of self-destruction.
Is fate the creative force?
Yeah, sure.
Then how can the creative force be inconsistent? I mean, can the creative force be inconsistent? According to Heisenberg, it can.
Yes, he can be inconsistent because he plays 99% consistency and 1% inconsistency to surprise himself that he has the capacity to fail on command performance.
You
if he can do that, he's not able to fail on command performance.
Excuse me, are you having solar 2 tomorrow?
Yeah, excuse me.
Huh? Are you having solar 2 tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
What, about 11?
Yeah.
Can I?
If he can't fail on command performance, he's not capable of winning on command performance. He'll have to win on sequential all the time.
But isn't that a duality, and he is beyond all the
time? Did he say, come let me make a universe, or did he say, come let us make a universe? Is it us plural or me a single? Or me a plural and us a single?
Well, isn't it a collective noun rather than being plural or a single? It's a collective noun.
Collective noun is already pluralistic and not singular.
But isn't a synergy all the parts make up the one? So you can speak of it as one, even with the collection?
No object ever manifested has a singular potential. It has a dualistic potential within a pluralistic movement. You can't have something manifesting that is not already preceding it in the same behavior. What is visible is already occurring at the invisible in equal relationship, otherwise it's not valid. You can't be a sperm alone, or an ovum alone, or two ovums, or two sperm, try as you like. And you wouldn't be sitting there talking to me if you were two sperms or two ovums, or one sperm.
But I could be if I was in that 1%.
Of right? What?
Whatever that 1%
is. That 1% is to not two sperms either, or two ovums.
But can't that 1% defy the laws of nature?
The 1% is defying the law in terms of willing to change the existing conditions around it, not the form in which it's in. That's the challenge. He's not changing the form in which he's in, he's changing the existing conditions that he has to face. That's the whole purpose. I can grapple fate by the hand and take away the dice to change the conditions around me, but I can't change me from a sperm and an ovum to make myself two ovums or two sperms. But I can change my condition.
So what you're saying, there's certain things that are fixed, like the 144, that's fixed. You can't change it.
Yeah.
But you can change the time.
Direct.
The cause and effect.
And so therefore you can control a lot by that.
And that's what Satmas is. Kal is time. And Sat is consciousness. So the path of the realized man is one of conscious exhortation by verbalization over the time relationship by anxiety. You're always master of the time by what you say. And you're always a victim to time by what you don't say. The universe is a sonic process geared down to geometry to exhibit time. So time takes precedent over geometry, and sonics take precedent over time. But be it sonic and be it geometry, it's not valid if you don't have optics to examine it. And since sonics can't be observed, geometry can be observed. Sonics can only be heard and given a geometry to match the sonics to have some kind of a representation of its behavior. And that will fulfill the momentum of time. So time is then, again, under the control of the sonics. The geometry would have to make a rhythmic measurement for the optics to relate to it.
Does your timing improve? Does your sonics improve?
Yes. If you say that you're going out to eat and you don't go, your timing is going to be off after a while. If you say you want to go to the bathroom and you don't go, your timing is going to be off after a while. Because you're not going when you say you're supposed to be going, and therefore you're inhibiting what? The flow of what is supposed to move on time from moving on time by failing to perform on time. So the mechanism can't trust what you say anymore and will go rampant or random. or reach the state where it becomes unreliable.
It's interesting, that shows the fallacy of psychedelic drugs, which tend to convert sonics through synesthesia into optical effects, and even the optical effects into further geometric or the geometry and further optics too, taking you the wrong direction, essentially.
By virtue of that, when they made the picture altered state, you saw the folly of chemistry trying to establish precedent over time. And when the man had to decide within his own frame of reference which was more important, the chemical illusion or the time lapse controlled by sonics, so he induced pain to reestablish his identity. Otherwise he would be fading back into electromagnetic geometry. And the last point he chose was pain. Love. Good. I did the same thing when I fell off a building years ago and hit the ground. I was falling 30 feet, weighing 180 pounds. And if you know your mathematics, weight times the velocity of speed of acceleration is 32 feet per second per second. You're traveling doggone fast.
Per second per second.
And if your brain can give you information how to regulate your fall, it's faster than optics. Because the brain is already telling you that I slipped off the balcony, I'm going to hit the concrete, so do something. And I'm falling backwards. So all I did, falling from that short distance at that particular weight, at that velocity, I did like that with my foot, veered off of the building, landed on the ground. When I went back there years after, when I came out of hospital, when the police had already made a cast on this one, I was exactly 6 inches from the concrete, embedded in the ground. And every bone was broken twice. But it didn't feel like anything that I felt. The instantaneous numbness, known as analgesic anesthesia, induced by carbon dioxide or self-refrigeration, was so fantastically fast, who in the hell know what pain is? When the body starts to phase out, in the hospital, when I was coming back to normality, then the pain began to be obvious. And I had to fight with the pain to survive, or give in to the pain and die.
Did the carbon dioxide build up so fast due to the your reaction to the situation?
My friend, how fast does carbon dioxide work in the container to make it capable of being an explosive?
How fast carbon dioxide works?
Can you use carbon dioxide to be an explosive?
Can I use it to be an explosive? I can use it to put out fire.
But at the same time, can you use it to be an explosive?
I have an idea the answer is yes, but I don't know. I don't understand the physics.
See, all the knowledge of atomic physics and everything.
Oh, I do. It's the atom bomb. Super cold.
Because you are. We are learning anything new, man.
What you once called frigidity implosion, the way a mushroom grows.
Yeah. We are learning anything new. We just put it into mechanical machinery and firing it out to validate certain physics. The That's why I said the greatest surprise to both nations with their weaponry is sonics to knock out the electromagnetic connectedness of the computer. At the time of the release of the bomb by mistake, that's when you can dispose of it. You can't impose it, because then you were taking sides of the land. But Lazarus, come forth. He didn't do it until he was asked. And Lazarus could not refuse to come on. So, regardless we like it or not, we are the custodians of a fantastic science.
Because he lived what he said, which is actually on television they really portrayed something wrong then, because in a statement I believe it was Peter and Thomas they portrayed, when they gave a name of a woman, I'm assuming this is in the Bible, and they raised her from the dead, and doubting Thomas, and this is they portrayed this, Peter said, well, we can't do anything now, she's dead. And Thomas said, no, remember what Christ said. So then he said the words, and I forget what the words were now, but they were said in there. And you know, remember? And then anyway, suddenly the lady opens her eyes and looks around, and then Peter, actually as portrayed in this, jumps back like he can't believe what he's seen. But Thomas, the doubter, is portrayed as, yeah, see, I told you so. So that's the way they portrayed it on television anyway. But I don't even remember seeing that in the Bible.
They just parroted his
words. Yeah, and but with a just like, well, let's just try the words and do it like he says, but I don't know. That's how they portrayed it.
What they're trying to tell you, it is that simple. If you act it.
In other words, they went through it anyway, even though they went through the actions.
Yeah. You will not know if a thing is valid until you act it.
Like you told to press a button that does something, the only way you find out is if you press the button.
Right.
And you know right then.
So if you don't act it, you don't know. And so the whole of the truth is to act it, regardless of how you may feel incompetent and uncertain. And untrained in the knowledge of it, go through it and discover your competency by repetition and your incompetency by your first exposure to it. If you knew to do everything accurate the very first time, would you do it?
Well, you'd have to do it to see if it was accurate.
Good, then
you know, this is...
you don't even know, even if you think it.
This is a problem that I've had, being approaching things from an intellectual level for most of my life, is, and conceiving of myself, perhaps incorrectly, in fact incorrectly, as a finite existence. The buttons that I'm told to push for doing these various things, I'm supposed to hold them for length of time, such as 10 years or 5 years. Usually in the most metaphysical path, you're given 5 years for a thing. To try them all out and see what they do, obviously in one lifetime you can't do it. So I've been accused many times of being a jerk of all trades,
yeah,
and going from one to one to trying to find some kind of thing that cuts through the time so I don't have to just get associated with one, feel some feelings, and then say, well, this is all there is, when there could be much more than that is, than the button is. But I think it probably works out in the end anyway, but
But sometimes is it just what is it that makes a person find something bumbling around like that and aware of that? Because obviously there are people who spend their lives with promises of certain religions, faiths, philosophies, promising certain things. And they said, some of them say you've got to go through this the whole life till the very end, and you will know at death, and not till then if you follow this for X many years.
But regardless you go through it or not, one thing is going to be very obvious. Suffering with the illusion that you are unimportant and incompetent and unnecessary to the environment in reference to being accepted by others who may seem to you ahead of you in their lifestyle and accomplishment might not actually be valid simply because they seem to be evolving faster than you. They may be heading for a harder fall and may not be able to cope when they hit that ground, versus you, who is taking so slow that when you do get to the level of competency, no matter how hard you fall, there is no breaking down. A lot of people are moving very fast in their own thinking. But when a real challenge comes around, they go through. Versus a lot of people who are moving very slow. Like the guy who won the marathon the last time. Everybody were top-notch runners, training over and over. And the day came when everybody was run that one, the stick race, he just got up and run. Leaving everybody wondering what the hell, where did he train from? Because you, the source of the group, start with the first place. Well, the time came, everybody was so overtrained that they phased out early in the race. He being so dragged his foot type of training, ended up sticking it out and being the winner in the long run. He had more energy and endurance towards the end of the race and all the rest who were overtraining, banking on being winners. He was just banking on the fact that he was going to run the race. This is what we're trying to realize. That we place too much emphasis on a lot of things, but when nature presents it in our own time cycle, we don't realize that we have to flow with it. When we do flow with it, no problem. It works out beautiful.
I suppose it works out anyway. I mean, it's all balanced. If I'm at the level of kindergarten, I'm going to get kindergarten teachings. If I'm at the level of college, I'm going to get that. And so whichever I choose is the right thing for me at the right time anyway.
Good. Then you're realizing, without doubt, environment is synchronous with input and storage of one's nature. And you can only synchronize your action to match it to survive. And that is timing. And you override timing by what you say to yourself. You can't override timing by nothing else other than what you say to yourself. Outside of that, timing will take precedence to keep you in line with your survival. You may not like it, but you will survive longer than those who are out of time. And when you can override timing by what you say to yourself, we're in a superior position, because nothing is detrimental to you anymore. And there is no need to panic under any circumstances of immediate self-destruction or environmental destruction. You are master of your destiny, not your destiny. You are master of destiny. Though life may throw you into many fatal positions, go through, and the destination is obvious that you have to go through. You can either flounder and be destroyed by it, or master. So your friend, in his summation of his experience, the man of action is greater than the man of what?
Thinking.
See, that's why I said to you yesterday, who can take a bath in a blueprint tub? You got no way to validate if it will leak. Then you build it and find the cost of building it. Then you got what the tub really represents.
Isn't the man of thinking and action better than just the man of action?
That's why I said yes, no, maybe. See, most people only want the yes or the no. I have all three. Because all three is like this. Don't throw away your maps until you arrive where you're going. And after you arrive, don't throw away your maps. You may not want to stay there. So keep on going. But if you keep going and don't need any maps, no matter where you arrive, you just keep going. So in other words, it's a whole lot better to combine the qualities of belief, which is thinking or theorizing, the qualities of acting, which is confronting, into a random experience, utilizing insecurity as the only security to survive, and throw security out the door, and be the individual that can survive with insecurity as the only security. I thrive on insecurity, but other people thrive on security.
You thrive on insecurity.
It's living close to the edge.
There is no other edge than the nostril. And that's where insecurity is always security. It never lets you down.
Where did you say?
Your breath.
Your nostril.
Yeah, the nostril. Your breath. If you don't live there, you don't have any place, because there is where you came in.
It doesn't make any difference if you have security if you can't breathe.
And then your son is asleep. Do you know if you're a man or a woman?
When
you're sound asleep, do you know if you're a man or a woman?
Well, if you're sound asleep, you're not even dreaming. And if you're Delta, you're not even dreaming.
No, you dream at Alpha. Theta, you don't dream at Delta.
I thought you dreamed at Alpha.
You dream at Alpha and Theta.
Not at Delta. Theta was deep trance. And Delta is no dream.
So there's no dreaming at Delta.
Yeah, so at Delta.
So
there's
there, if you can stay in Delta,
and be aware.
And be aware, you will find out you need a man or a woman. But just to realize that you need a man or a woman and can't get up or walk with it is no good either. Dead men are all in Delta, but they ain't getting up and walk with it. Realized men are in Delta, walking with it. And they know they need a man or a woman.
That's defined in autobiography of a yogi, too, in Indian terms.
guilt that engages the state, which is the ultimate nature of the person in this
I was thinking of Nirva Kalpa Samadhi versus what's the other one?
Sudoku.
Sudoku.
That was depicted in all the ancient scriptures and temples. That's what they can be better than a man for that is to hunt the Samadhi.
The person who is in Delta. And is capable of functioning in Delta, never tells you. If he did, then he's not in Delta. That is why the man Jesus made a statement, though that have eyes to see, let them see, and ears.
I'm thinking of getting these tapes that would enable me to enter and control the brainwaves of the theta state. Some of the advertising with, for instance, with the Monroe Research Institute, which is research out of the body experiences, associates where what it says is that the years and years that are spent in, for instance, doing yoga meditation enables one to achieve a state of synchronization between the two great hemispheres. They say they can, by inducing pulses, sonic pulses on these tapes, bring you immediately to the state. Do you think that is the goal of to reach samadhi, one has to synchronize both the brain and the spirit?
My friend, I built biofeedback machines in England. When I first came out, I was one of the builders of biofeedback machines. I've been exposed to all kinds of research by peer research, Dr. Sheely. The man who wrote the book, Occult Medicine Can Save Your Life, made every kind of test. Not every person in the world can lower the temperature below Delta. Everybody can raise the temperature very fast and go up, but they can't lower it and lower. Alpha. And that's what freaks out most of the researchers. What have I accomplished that I can lower it? Temperature in the world.
Do you do this consciously?
Yeah, consciously.
While in trance?
Yeah. No, right there. Hold it and go right down below Delta on the machine. And when they photograph me to take x-rays for being accepted for insurance, the upper portion of my lungs don't show up on the x-rays. That freaks them out too. And, the doctor would not give me an okay for insurance premiums. I had to go back. My ex-wife got so angry at me. She said, Adano, please stop playing tricks with the guys. There is no way you can do, but I have to have this for the sake of the company. And so Ginger was there when she got me. So I went back and the doctor said, oh man, not you again. You ruined my equipment. Please, I said, no, my wife. So okay, photograph, boom. Perfect body, perfect set. Come back. But that was the funniest part because he had the whole series of x-rays photograph me back front. And his the girl that worked with the assistant, she couldn't explain how in the hell the top portion of the lungs don't show up.
Interesting,
but yet everything else around it was showing up?
The bones will show up, but there's no actual problem.
Interesting, the top, because in most meditation techniques and martial arts technique, they're always interested, it seems to be, with the lower, and they say in stress, you use the upper lungs and don't turn on the other ones, as though three levels, three on one side and two on the other. So there must be some special significance then of the upper lungs, obviously.
Why is there three on the right side and two on the left?
Three of what?
Three lobes.
Yeah, the lungs have a total of five, which is a real interesting number again to appear.
Keep talking. The lungs have how many lobes?
Five.
Five. Where are they located?
There's two on the side with the heart,
mm-hmm.
and there's three on the right side.
Good. Now, where is the actual biological heart located?
Biological heart is right here, closer to the left side.
And where is the electromagnetic heart located?
Right, that's going to be on the right side then.
So where did Jesus ascend when
on
he
the
went
right?
down into the so-called hell of the biological process?
The right hand of God.
Now where, what is God? The 144 elements in the electromagnetic fields. How many nerve ends do you have?
72,000
polarity, which is 144,000. That will be lifted up on the day of what? Glorification. People are waiting for somebody under the sky to pick them up off the ground and take them to Never Never Land, when in actuality is the kinetic oscillation of the nerve ends in polarity turn upwards to the brain stem to fire off sonics as the saving process over atomic manifestation, which is called Lamb of God in agricultural language. In physics of science, the actual control of matter, convex vision allows you to regulate it. Concave vision can't regulate it because you need equipment with your concave vision to look through. And even when you see it at the convex level, you may know not which button to press. If you don't know which button to press, you can fire off the wrong thing. You got four gases. Don't muck around with which one.
Carbon dioxide.
Good. Because it can construct or well it can destroy. And if you press the wrong reactor in it, you destroy a mechanism, you can't construct back with it. But if you know how to regulate it, you can phase out. So carbon dioxide is a Shivite.
A Shivite?
It's a good old Sanskrit term. For what? They do the geometry and nice artwork.
Shiver.
Of Shiva, meaning what?
Shiver?
Shiva's a destroyer, right?
That's a Sanskrit word representing what?
Renovation.
Renovation
is one of the things. What Shivite is it?
They use the word Shiva to make the people...
How about oscillation?
To make the people relate to little games in their head, because they're going to educate the masses to their own biological physics. You realize man knows what he's talking about, so he uses the word Shiva, and he makes all kinds of drawings to keep that group of people in their own fixations of entertainment. Now, let's look at it objectively as scientists with the capacity of monitoring it or regulating it. What is a Shivite process now? Carbon dioxide is a Shivite process. It can construct and deactivate or break down.
Carbon dioxide in the body is going to cool it down.
Good.
So therefore,
one of its functions, then it can also explode.
Good. now we're getting back to more practical talk now. So what cases are involved in it?
Dilation.
So they used to call it the yang or the yin in the Chinese version of it.
Yang, in the same way that ice would expand?
Yeah, but most people don't know that ice expands. Everybody believes like ice constricts.
Which in most cases, cold makes things constrict.
That's what they think. But then you have to work with it and put it in a bottle or put it in a freezer and end up with a broken bottle for your stupidity to believe that it does shrink. You pay the cost, especially if you got expensive material to work with in a lab.
As in overweight people, too.
Yeah. No, we're not here to educate the people. That's their process of maturity at their own time rate.
So that means in cooling too fast, you can explode.
Yes, sir. So dry ice is very what?
Explosive? You understand? Or, well, it's cost. You can, strangely enough, you can burn yourself on it. It's a burning feeling if you if you grab it.
It's very, it's, what's the term for not lasting too long? It's very, yeah, it's very volatile, the word.
See, you're using words to describe physics, and you don't even begin to see until you have to live with it to make the mistake.
So in other words, when I was in a place you're in the other day, I got to be careful of that.
That's interesting. He's been doing recently, he's been doing a lot of shivering. And what is the release? Because he was always super, I mean, you could have this place.
Yeah, the Christian people had a group of people that got slain in the spirit, and they began to shake and what?
Shiver.
Shake and shiver, right?
Hmm.
Then the other group called themselves whirling dervish. What are they whirling about? To derive at what? Dervish.
Let's see. Dervish. Well, all I know is that it changes your optical orientation. But I don't know what temperature is, which you commonly... In other words, if you can't make a picture, because you can't close your eyes to see pictures for the brain to do, and you have to just watch spinning things, and yet you can't let your attention wander because your balance falls and you fall on your butt. So you've got to be there all the time, but you can't see a picture. So the optical orientation, this is how, you know, I experienced it. I'm sure there's other chemical things going on that that's, after a while, your orientation changes where you get into a different either a disorientation process or whatever. Something changes in you where you feel very unusual. And for the first 20 minutes of spinning, you feel very annoyed, like, what am I doing here? And then suddenly you get in a place like, wow, this is great. And you essentially live, it seems to be of getting in the now position, but what are you accomplishing going around in a circle?
My friend, you spend a lot of time trying to explain to me how to make tomato paste liquid enough to pour through water.
Okay.
If it is stationary on the wall or in the chest.
Okay, what you're saying is that the carbon dioxide is being oxygen, or the oxygen is coming in to balance out the carbon dioxide in a process like that?
If you have tomato paste stationary, how would you get it out of the bottle?
You have to smooth it out.
Well, you can shake it a lot.
Good.
That's right.
And what will happen?
Well, okay, heat will be released through friction. That's just a guess at what it seems would be.
It's
motion
that I'm trying to poke a spoon in and are holding it there for hours.
Yeah, if you shake it real hard, it comes out pretty quickly. I never thought about that. I thought
bio ossification or oscillation is emulsification, which is synchronicity to the mass in terms of normality, pH factor 7.
But if you put a straw in that tomato paste, you'll put air in the bottom and you just give it a little whack.
Where are you going to put the air in the bottom? It's a closed bottle with stagnant material. How do you get it to pour out?
With a straw.
Okay. Oh, it's a closed bottle.
Oh, it's a closed bottle, okay.
So you can't do that.
Therefore, oscillating it will do what?
Create internal pressure.
Is the bottle really filled to the top?
No.
What is it at the top? Is there air space?
Airspace.
Now, if you turn the thing upside down, what do you get?
The
regardless
airspace
of sitting there long enough, what happened to the airspace?
The airspace is going to go to the bottom now.
Good. Then, by virtue of oscillation, the whirling dervish arrived at a simple way to generate what? Biological what? Emulsification of his what? Lymphatic system. Which is what? Lumpy like hell by what? This carbonation from the fear of sitting in one spot or worrying about somebody going to beat the ass out of it.
But when you shiver, isn't that the lymphatic moving really fast?
Good. Then shake, shiver, and roll.
So then that's good, the shivering.
Who said it was not? I didn't say it was not. I said, what are you trying to accomplish? pH factor 7.
The sperm does it, right?
Yeah. What is pH factor 7?
Neutrality.
Good. Then so you can do what now for the first time with your body? You didn't arrive at any internal fixated picture, you know. You arrive at an internal what?
Like a
lymphatic flow.
Yes, like a balance thing internally, of a pneumatic balance, actually, because
well,
there are no pictures.
Therefore, you were back exactly as when you came out of the womb. Only you were in a mature body looking down to the process of what? Simplicity by virtue of oscillation.
Now, with the feeling generated in that, Adano, is that more authentic than sitting down and seeing a bunch of pretty pictures when you...
Yes.
Okay, that's... Because there are no pictures, but there's a feeling.
The feeling is what? Constriction,
what?
Dilation, or elation?
Elation?
No.
Appears.
Elation, is it a constricting state or a dilated state?
Elation, I would say, is definitely a dilation.
And this is what fluidic flexibility is in muscle, nerve, and lymphatics. Respiratory action is on time for the first time. Transport of blood through the nerves and muscles and veins and arteries are going on for the first time. Material is being transported that detoxifies itself. So immediately after, what was the urge to do?
In the shivering?
To piss.
Oh, by God. I can tell you about that.
Oh, my God. Let me go to the bathroom. Well, I don't want to start to take off my panties.
That's what they call that.
Come on, you guys. You amaze me. God is very, very mundane, you know, and very sacred. The sacredness of God is that we cannot take away his job of making a creation. We have to surmise and be satisfied to be a creation, and him be the creator. But the beautifulness is the fact that principle is embodied or in resident in this organism as sonics, the ability to talk to oneself. And by virtue of this embodiment and privilege, the atoms must obey me. if I act what I say. It is that simple and that powerful and that dynamic. But if I don't, then I must pay the consequences by virtue of denial and lack of understanding. And to be out of time is very obvious after a while, because you're going to goof up.
It's being goofing up, being out of time, Donald. This is a real cosmic question. How can I better time my stock market investment? I've had 7 bad trades in a row. What advice do you have?
Well,
so that I can start winning at the options game.
I gotta answer you like a certain brother of mine told another friend. Your outer life I have no control of. No matter you may seem to love me from within your heart, but if ever you need to find central focus within your brain, close your eyes and see me if you can, and then discover what I can do for you at that point in terms of timing. But as far as the external manifestation through your open eyes, I can't alter that for you. In other words, I can't eat for you, but I can help you to help yourself to know how to focus with it to eat correctly. And that's why we can't really alter people's outer lives and give them comfort, because it ends up what? Blowing away, working or not working, and then you get carried away. Well, he told me this, and this, if I listened to my own mind, I should have done this. This is what happened.
Yeah.
I asked the same situation many years ago, and I was thrown right back into that point. That outer life is your own responsibility to make your mistakes and learn from it. Inner life is the relationship of those who can trigger a sense of unity with your nature. That is a different kind of relationship. So anytime you're in doubt as to where you are, close in. Out of sight is not out of mind. You're there. Because you're breathing in my carbon dioxide and calling it oxygen. And I'm breathing in your carbon dioxide and calling it oxygen. The equal exchange is for an internal relationship. It's not for an external control to teach you what to do, because we can't. We're respiratory organisms. But the nature of failing and correcting by the trial and error is individualistic. My own feelings and frustration is individualistic to me. Our exchange of the gas and compassionate nature is universally collective to everybody. So we have what is called an aspect of unity and an aspect of individuality. Suffer to be so, that's the way it comes. You can't live the other person's individuality. But we can exchange our connectedness and aid each other in the connectedness level to hold truth to the point of inward balance. So that's what the teachers have done for me all through the years. I have to regulate my outer life and live it, no matter how mucky or ridiculous it may seem, but I gotta go through it. But as far as my internal integrity goes, I can rely on the gurus and how the holy ones there line up like links in a big chain. All I'm doing, my head is hooked into the chain of reality, like another link. Anything going on in place. So whatever I do, I'm the fish and the bait being pulled up. Internally, it's there. That doesn't break away. Externally, we have this to live and do, which is an external, to give us a sense of appreciation that we can make mistakes, we can overdo, take all kind of gambles, because why? It's there for us to experience anyway. And since we can't own it, we can only use it, the joy is going through it. So if you think you're losing now and making bad decisions, wait till you're making good decisions, you're going to do what? freak out and go and show up.
Well,
we say we're gonna be humble, and when the time comes we don't realize how bombastic we can be. I can do no wrong, I can make good bits, I gotta be there. Right, and gotta fit him that with how it goes. I've been down that road.
See, when I won $100 on a slot machine, I must have talked about it for 2 minutes. Imagine if I won $500,000. Nobody had talked to me.
I have a friend who won initially.
Oh, yes, did everybody won initially. What number did you use? Right. Yeah, that's possible.
Better to lose in the beginning, because then when you start to win, you know you're not a genius. But if you win in the beginning...
Years ago, I went to Las Vegas and I made a pledge to myself. I said, I don't want to win any money to carry that don't belong to me. But I would like to come here and win back every penny that I spent for the time I stay here. In the hotels, and going around and enjoying the values and appreciations of Las Vegas. But I don't want a penny over a penny less. I want to play all the machines. And whatever, that what I spend, I want to win it back, so that my trip to Las Vegas is a cost-free experience. I've been 4 times to Vegas, and all 4 times I came out break-even. First time I spent $400 to be there, hotels and everything, played the slot machines, and I won back the $400, got in the car. Second time I went there, I won $350 playing the cards. That's what I spent to the hotels and everything was $350. My bill was like that. And there, I got back my treatment. And as I said, 4 times, and Henry Karn, when I told him that, he said, oh boy, he went and had the same experience. Whatever he spent, he got back, and no more. He said, from then on, he's cured of Las Vegas. You don't need to go to Las Vegas. Because he didn't get any more, he didn't get any less. He got nothing. He played what he liked to play for the length of time he played, and the hotel eating, and he got back exactly to go back home. And that's what the best way to go to Las Vegas.
With your needs rather than your desires.
Go to play so that it doesn't cost you anything to be there.
Well, how about if I want to win back all that I've lost?
That'd be quite a bit. Can I win back all that I've lost?
Well, you see, the point is this, that you're not spending anything. So to win back what you lost, you're not bothered. You want to win what you spend.
So I have to have, I have to get myself way in debt then.
In other words, like you can't. You can only drive one car at a time or wear one pair of shoes at a time, so your needs are being taken care of at that time right there. But and then the next town you go to, you're expected to work there too.
Exactly.
You don't have the
you
savings.
See, what it cost me to go there by car and be with friends and everything, that cost, I want to get it back. In other words, the trip there is for entertaining and not game. Well, it works. It was very interesting to see it work on 4 occasions exactly.
Well, what if I said something like, you know, because I don't like my current vocation, I said, I will now be supported by the stock market and I'll quit all my jobs. Do you think it would come to the fore and support my needs?
Well, listen to what you said, you see. Are you willing to spend what it costs to be supported by the stock market? Because you can't get something for nothing.
Well, you have to have a seat to have a tree.
You've got to give out as an investing to get back as a return of the investing. So, there's a better realization to what you need is to state and be clear in your own consciousness, I'm willing to pay my bills, and I have 3 choices to pay them. Pass the time with the most agony, because they're due right then again.
on time with none left over by the skin of the nose, and therefore you have a month to go again to build up to be on time, or 2% off in 10 days, which is ahead of time, and some to spare and some to share. Now, it's difficult for people to grasp the Torah situation, to pay their bills ahead of time with some to spare and some to share. Because they feel what? If you pay your bills ahead of time with some to spare and some to share, what would you feel? Knowing that you're using credit to your advantage.
Feeling that you would lose, that by losing that edge you would be back in the other one of the other situations.
That's insecurity, is the only security now.
Yeah.
If you can live there paying your bills ahead of time and some to spare and some to share, would you worry what the size of the bill is?
Mm-hmm. No. Well, you'd look beyond your means.
But how would you live beyond your means?
Well, he had some despair beyond that.
Paying all your bills ahead of time is some to spare and some to share.
Is that why when you start getting a little bit ahead, you rent an extra apartment and keep it empty just to keep it going? At one time he had 5 apartments and there was only 2 being used. These 3 vacant apartments are just sitting around as storerooms, but you know, there'd be just a few boxes in there vacancy for months and go out.
And you create more bills to create.
That's what he does in those places. And he says this is where people can stay, and maybe one person come for a week there and every 2 months and stay at that place, you know.
Jesus said, "The things I do, you shall do also, and greater things shall you do." If he said, "I'm not greater than me," what would do